January 9, 1927. How one who does the will of God possesses the balance of it, and possesses an active light for everything. How a note of sorrow was placed, and this is why the divine will and the human will scowl at each other. How the first fruits are the things which are liked the most. I was going around everywhere according to my usual way, to follow the divine will in all creation. And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, how surprising is the work of the soul in my will. Just as the fiat maintains the balance in the whole creation, by echoing my balance, she forms the balance in all creatures and extends in them the kingdom of my will. She is like light which descends from on high, and fixing herself in everyone, she extends in everyone the kingdom of the love, of the adoration, of the glory of my will, and of everything it possesses. But while descending as light to let nothing escape her, she ascends as light and brings the balance of all the acts of the creation, of all times, and of all hearts, to her Creator. With the balance of all the human acts in which the soul has let the act of the divine will enter, on her part she empties all the human acts, and lets the divine will flow as prime act. And the divine will extends its kingdom in them, because there is a soul who has taken this to heart, there is no human act in which she does not want to fix her light, so that what is human may be floored, and the divine will alone may reappear in all things. This is why, my daughter, I almost make you touch everything with your own hand. I want you to extend yourself to everyone and to everything, in order to extend the kingdom of my will. This is what I want, that my will flow in everything, which, as light, while investing everything, remains above all, and everything becomes my will. However, it may happen that someone escapes from this light, just as someone may escape from the light of the sun. But this says nothing for the sun, because by possessing the balance of light, it contains its act of light for everyone and for everything. So, while giving light to all, the sun maintains the balance of the glory, for its creator, of all the acts of light. Therefore it remains in the perfect order, while those who escape the light go out of the order. In the same way, the soul, by possessing the unity of the light of the supreme fiat, possesses all of its acts of light. Therefore she can give her act of light of divine will to the human acts, so that, on her part, she may extend its divine kingdom everywhere. If creatures escape, this says nothing. The light of my will diffuses anyway, and I see, in my chosen one, that my kingdom carries out its life, it extends, it is established. Therefore, I want to see your acts in my will over each thought of the creatures, in each word, heartbeat, step and work, in everything. For now, let us think about forming our kingdom. Once it is formed, we will think about those who escape and those who remain in the net of the light of my will. After this, I felt so very exhausted, because I had had a fever for many days and I have just barely written that little which is written above. So, not feeling the strength to continue to write, I stopped, and I began to pray. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, clasped all of me to himself and compassionated me, telling me, "My daughter is sick, my daughter is sick." You must know that a note of sorrow was placed from the creatures in the kingdom of my will, a note which no one, for many centuries, has ever thought of healing. A note too sorrowful for the supreme fiat, and the cause for which the divine will and the human will scowl at each other. Now the firstborn daughter of my will must balance all games before she comes to our fatherland. She must fill all the voids in order to establish my kingdom in the midst of creatures. Now, being sick, my daughter will form the kingdom of divine sorrow within it, which flowing like a wave of light and of heat, will serve to sweeten this sorrowful note. Do you not know that light and heat have the power to convert the most bitter things into most sweet nectar? It is given to you, my daughter, who live in our will, to let your sorrows, your fever, your intimate pains of my privation, which make you die but do not make you die, flow within our unending boundaries, in order to invest this note, so sorrowful, of the divine fiat, and form in this note a most sweet and harmonious sound, in such a way that the two wills will no longer scowl at each other, but will be reconciled. Then he added, My daughter, you cannot comprehend what I feel for you, the joys, the happiness I feel because I find in you the first fruits of the kingdom of my will. I find the delights of the early fruits, the first fruits of the music which only the creature who lives in it can produce, because she takes all of our notes which are in our will, makes them her own, and forms her beautiful music in our kingdom. And I, oh, how I delight in listening to her. I find the first fruits of ardor, the first fruits of true love which my will has conceded to her. I find the first fruits of beauty, which enraptures me so much that I cannot detach my gaze. So, I find all of your acts as first acts, which no one before you has given to me. The first fruits are always the things which are liked the most, which are most attractive, and which are enjoyed the most. And if other similar things come after the first fruits, it is by virtue of the prime act that other similar acts could be formed. So, all the glory is of the prime act. Therefore, you will always have the first fruits in the kingdom of the divine fiat. There will be nothing done in it, which will not come from your prime act. So everyone will be turned to you the beginning of the glory. Therefore, I want everything to begin from you, in order to form my supreme kingdom.